That's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need to free our communications one enslaved line at a time here. Kathy Rubio and I have not been able to connect in a normal way, and it's just absolutely insane. They don't want us to talk about this topic. It's quite obvious. We have spent now 46 minutes, and we finally got connected using different venues. Anyway, before we join Kathy, and let's hope this connection holds, that we need to tell you that we're brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. They're still offering the $100 off the four-week special. So if you're looking to accumulate food, and you said, storing is for me, then this is your ticket, because every time you order a four-week order, you get $100 off. So it's the best way to stack and save money at the same time. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have the food, you darn well better have the water. And the Naval War College says, on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. Don't let that happen to you and yours. We have the best water filter out there, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. And right now, during the holidays, we're offering this for 40% off while supplies last. So that's preparewithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water filtration that will save lives. And now we have Kathy Rubio. Kathy, let's hope our connection holds. I don't ever recall us ever having this kind of difficulty connecting, but welcome to the show. And I know, at least I suspect, why we're having trouble connecting is because you're sitting on a very volatile story. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And it does look like we are sitting on an extremely volatile story, because they don't even allow you on YouTube to mention the name vaccine. And one of the things that I wanted to be able to tell everybody today was that 35,000 military men have received this vaccine, and I want to tell you what they received. They received squalene.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that. Go ahead and describe that.
Yeah. Squalene is actually going to be marked on this as shark liver, but it is squalene that comes from shark liver. Squalene is what killed off our soldiers and made them very, very, very ill when they came back from war. I'm not sure which war it was, if it was those last ones. I don't know. We're in perpetual war, folks. And so this vaccine is going to kill your babies and kill your ability to have more babies.
Yeah, I've heard this.
You won't have any more.
Yep.
Yeah. And so they need to take this thing back in and test it more. They've tested it very little on people. And they need to test it more. I think they should test it on themselves.
The squalene is something I'm very familiar with because of the H1N1. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
They came up with this vaccine, again, hurriedly prepared. They also had vaccine rehearsed checkpoints that they were doing, and they had fake scanners to detect whether or not you had it. And this was 2009. This was done in Colorado with the drill. They would have like a DUI roadblock, and they did this on I-70 outside Trinidad, and on I-25 outside Trinidad and I-70 outside Grand Junction. And I heard about this from two Colorado law enforcement people that I had grown up with, And they were just distressed by this. If you hadn't taken your vaccine, they were putting you on a bus. Now, this was a drill, of course. This wasn't the real thing, but they were separating families. And they had a mock scanner to see if you had the vaccine. And in the real vaccine, it came out that there was high amounts of squalene that caused all kinds of central nervous system damage. And that leaked out, and that was the end of the H1N1 vaccine. Do you recall that? That was, what, 11 years ago?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And this same thing is in this vaccine. They're just going to try it again.
Wow.
Now, 35,000 military men and women were affected the first time around, which they were at that time using it for a anthrax vaccine. And they got what is known as the vaccine syndrome, which did affect their immune systems. They got autoimmune diseases that they didn't even know what they were.
Wow.
No, you can't take this. And the 35,000 military men and women, there are many more than that getting that vaccine right now. Now, here's my theory on this. We are being surrounded by Chinese up above us and below us, mm-hmm. on the southern border and the northern border.
That's correct.
In order for them to come in and do any damage to us, they have to first weaken our military. How are they doing that? This vaccine. They're going to weaken our military, and then they're going to come in and strike every side. Everything that you can imagine will go wrong, it will go wrong all at one time.
Wow.
Now, does Trump know about this? Yes, he does. And he is still pushing for this vaccine. Why? Because he has bought into the Gavi, which is a Bill Gates foundation, into the Gavi Foundation. He has donated much money into that vaccine, and he stands to gain money back. And certainly Bill Gates is going to, and Fauci as well. They're all on the same Gavi board, mm-hmm. of directors.
So you're saying Trump has been bought off?
Yes, he's been. I don't think that he's been bought off. I think he was off all along. And the one thing I kept telling my son, if he backs out of this vaccine, you got a believer in Trump. But he did not back out. He pushed harder with his, whatever he called that operation.
Warp speed, yep.
Yeah, warp speed. Yeah, he just pushed everything to the point where these people want to make money. This is a big pharma operation, and they are all going to get rich out of this thing. And we're going to get dead.
Why hasn't he conceded then? If he's really part of the fix, why hasn't he conceded?
Well, because dictators don't concede, do they?
Yeah, but we're handing off the country from what you're saying is one dictator to another in Biden.
I've been saying all along, you got two sides of the same coin. We've been being played on both sides. We've been just being played like a harmonica.
If what you're saying is accurate, I totally agree with you.
Yep. Now it is time for the American people to stand up. And those vets that are suffering out here that got these injections when they were in the first time, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They know. Not only that, there is a coup d'etat planned by the deep state. They are going to take out Trump. Why? This is all part of the show. Where are they going to take him out to? God only knows.
But I'm confused. If he's part of the fix, okay, he hasn't conceded, and now you're saying there's going to be a coup d'etat, why take him out if he's playing for the other side?
Because they have to make it all look real. Now, do you remember, Dave, I came on your show some time ago, and I was talking about the Knights of Templar versus the Knights of Malta. That is what you're seeing right now. You're seeing the Catholic Church rise up, and the Pope is rising up, and the rest of it is going down. They can't take us. They cannot accomplish what they want to do unless they kill off our military.
Or control it.
So these are, these injections aren't for worried. They're not worried about you and me getting them. That was their plan all along. They're worried about the military.
Interesting you'd say that. Let me share with you a story I was told yesterday by not one, but two credible sources, although I do not believe it's going to happen. But here's the story. Trump issued an executive order, and the order said no foreign interference in our elections, no counting votes outside the country, and that's been violated, and his executive order is not actionable legally until the 18th of December. And I was told, like I said, two sources, credible, but I was told that Trump is acting on the 18th. He's going to use National Guard to deliver subpoenas. And let me just say this. This is where your story about the military comes in. The military, which lends a little credibility to the story, is refusing to meet with the Biden transition team, which means they're not planning to give him a reign of control over the military. Now, I guess now the question is, let me pose this in form of a question. The question is, Kathy, is it that the military is on to what you're saying is going on, or is Trump's plan for recapturing power the one that's at work? How would you answer that?
You have to remember, the deep state has their military behind them.
Yep.
And Trump has his military behind him. Trump is a Knights of Malta. I have him in his uniform. I know that he's a Knights of Malta. You remember that they changed the Knights of Malta president after many, many years by surprise. And they put in a Jesuit.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're correct about the Catholic Church, there's something else going on that I've reported on. They have taken an extreme left turn with regard, and I'm talking about the Pope. And his emissaries, they have taken a left turn with regard to the promotion of alien beings, which I maintain are not truly alien. They're Satan's fallen angels, pretending to be alien. But regardless, they're displaying at St. Peter Basilica and also at the Vatican, photos, or not photos, but depictions of UFOs, of aliens, the pyramids. Are you familiar with this?
You have to say that again. I didn't catch what you said.
Well, okay. Basically speaking, the Pope, the group you just identified, they've taken an extreme left turn with regard to the UFO ET issue, which I maintain ETs are no more than fallen angels in disguise. And they're promoting this. At St. Peter Basilica, they have, as I said, the depiction of UFOs, alien beings, and the pyramids. Did you know about this?
Yes. And to which I say this. Do you remember a woman, I can't recall her name, but she was with her dying friend when he confessed all these different steps that that the deep state was going to take. And the last and final step, he said, and those are his words, the last and final step was the UFOs. So they think they're ready to complete everything. I say they're not. I say that they got rushed into this thing. I think that when they started out last fall with all this junk, that they got rushed. And they had to complete when they started. From the beginning to the end, they have to complete it right now. And so I think that the military is in their way. I know that there is a military coup planned right now to take out Trump, and that is to draw in the militia.
Oh, yes, and destroy them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. And they're all in D.C. right now. I mean, there's thousands of them down there. And so, yeah, things are stepping up. But this vaccine, this is the thing that we can do to draw the line and say no more. We're all done. No more masks, no more vaccines, no more nothing. They come to my door, they're going out of my door the same way they came in. No vaccines, no nothing. And this is where the rubber meets the road, people. This is what we find out you're all about.
Well, the one thing I would say is that what we're talking about here is Operation or Project Bluebeam. I heard about it from my own father in 1984, and he came across it. He said, I don't think it's imminent. He knew who was behind it. He felt it would be the desperation. He said that if they can't get the people under one house unified, this would be the way to do it, just like the movie Independence Day, which I submit was predictive programming. And at the end of the day, Kathy, I think that's what we're probably headed towards. But I want to go back to the vaccine for a second. I did a podcast 3 days ago, and I said in that podcast that the FDA and the CDC said the vaccine is perfect, no side effects. And I'm sorry, but I have an expletive, two words, bullcrap. There's never been a medicine that's not contraindicated for somebody. And if you doubt me, people in the audience, watch a little primetime TV, look at the pharma ads, and every one of them has black box warnings at the end. Do not take if you have this. If you have kidney acidosis, if you have asthma symptoms, do not take this medicine. This is for every medicine that's sold. And yet we're now supposed to believe the vaccine is pristine. Well, the UK came out, and this is what I pointed out in the podcast. The UK came out and says, we had 7 extremely severe allergenic reactions to the vaccine. Do you remember that, Kath? Remember when that came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 4 days ago they mentioned, I did a podcast on it 3 days ago. And I said, it seems like the FDA in the UK may want to be speaking, because the National Health Service out of the UK was quite clear. Now, you notice yesterday, Friday, Trump was telling the head of the FDA, either approve the vaccine or you're fired. And I'm wondering if Commissioner Hahn didn't want to approve the vaccine because he knew there were problems and didn't want liability.
Well, they've already got problems in London. In their military ranks, they gave the military the vaccines, and they're having nothing but problems. Nothing but problems. So they called a halt to the vaccine over in London yesterday. No vaccine until they get this thing approved the right way.
But here in America, it's damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. We don't care who gets sick and dies.
Exactly. Which tells you that they're very much in a hurry to use the Chinese that are already in Canada and already at our southern borders.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very much in a hurry. When you get in a hurry like that, you make mistakes. And I think they just made their first one. When they decided to shoot up the military first.
And use the military as the guinea pig.
Oh, yeah.
Your contention is, and you think they already knew this was going to happen.
They're giving them shots to the military because they're concerned about them. They're giving them purposely to weaken our military, to take them down so they can have everybody else come in and attack us.
Gabby, how did you...
The military needs to rise up against Trump right now.
I'd like to see him rise up against Biden first, but I hear what you're saying. Where did you source this information about the use of purposeful use of the vaccine against the military?
From BitChute, a vaccine syndrome video that came out. And when I sourced that, I went back to the ones that made the video and found that that actually came from the CIA.
Well, there are pieces being put out that are truthful, and I'm not saying the CIA is truthful. They're truthful when it fits them. But I will say this, Kathy, I do know for a fact that there are people inside the Trump administration who are loyal to this country who are putting out information to people like myself, Paul Preston, mm-hmm. Steve Quayle. I know this for a fact. What you're saying there has some merit, but it seems like there's competing information, and the trick is to decipher the difference between real information and disinformation.
Well, and I think I've done that. And it makes perfect sense to me. Why are the Chinese in Canada right now? Why are they training in Canada for cold weather? Get real. No.
Dang. I can't argue with what you're saying.
No. I know that you can't, and I know that the military can't either.
Operation Desert Storm. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They gave
They've
large
tried
amounts of
several
vaccines with
times.
squalene in it. Do you remember the squalene and Desert Storm?
Exactly. Now they're going to do it again. But they're going to call it shark's liver.
Yeah, what they
And shark
do,
liver
so,
is squalene.
yeah, that's, well, it is, yes, and we saw the same thing in H1N1. What people need to know, and this, if you're listening in, you go, I don't know what squalene is. You need to start with something called an adjuvant. An adjuvant is what you put into a vaccine to take up space, to give it substance, so you can actually have something injectable. And inside the adjuvant is the, shall we say, the rubber that meets the road. And if you have a lot of squalene in there, you're looking at something that attacks fertility and attacks the immune system as a whole. What do you make of what's going on in Australia, where they've suspended the vaccine because they said they found HIV in it? Are you familiar with that story?
Yes,
What do you know about that?
I just sent that today. I think that HIV is in this vaccine. I believe it is. I didn't get far enough in to, I sent you, and I've been looking for it in my email, and apparently it's gone. I sent you probably a week ago, a video that had all of the ingredients in this injection.
Yes, I recall it. I didn't take notes on it, but I do remember the squalene and human aborted feces was another one I recall that was pretty shocking in this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do recall that. I'm gonna pull that up right here. Okay.
If you've got that, could you send it back to me? I got a bunch of nurses that want that.
Harmful ingredients exposed November 24th. Is that it?
Could be, I don't know.
Danger, highly toxic. Yeah, it goes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can send that back to you, Kath. This, yeah, I recall reading in here. This is the first place I think I read aborted human cells. Why that's in there, I have no idea. Do you have any idea why?
Well, those aborted cells attach to our cells and they block our cells from receiving protein. That's what I've been able to deduce from it so far. And each cell has to receive a certain amount of protein to keep your immune system going. Not only that, what else was it that they had in there oh, the RNA factor. Why in the world would they need an RNA factor to inject for a flu? They don't. What that thing is going to do is going to directly attack your DNA and change your DNA. Permanent. You can never get it back to the way it was.
Interesting. That does make sense, and you're absolutely right in what you're saying. I know I'm hesitating because I'm thinking of linkages, and I'm not enough of an expert in this area to really rattle this off the top of my head, but I've been there before. I remember coming to a conclusion, and I can't cite you chapter and verse, but it was designed to weaken the immune system, much the way GMOs do, where they leave the gene envelope open for opportunistic diseases. And I remember reaching that same conclusion with regard to some of the ingredients I was seeing.
Right.
I forget who told me this. Oh, it was Celeste Solem told me that the human aspects are in the vaccine too to get us used to desensitizing us to eating human flesh. And she went
Yep.
into great detail on how that's done. And I said, "You mean like Soylent Green?" And she said, "Exactly."
Well, see, I can go back to the spiritual side of this. Why would they want to change our DNA? And who are they going
Oh,
to
I know the
change
answer to this.
DNA
Yeah,
RNA?
yeah. You might remember my friend Vance Davis from the NSA, who's training. He talked about the fallen angels being thrown to Earth, although they didn't use that term. This is part of his NSA training. And he said they wanted to change the soul, God's prized possession. They couldn't do it, so they had to change the human being, which was transhumanism. The only thing is, Vance came up with this and was telling me about this in 1993. And the word transhumanism wasn't even in play yet. Yet he was describing it perfectly. That's, in my opinion, why they want to attack human beings.
I maintain that what they're doing is they're trying to wipe out the DNA of God. I'm born with God in me. I'm born with his DNA. And I can take this all the way back to the Garden of Eden. When Adam was alone and God went to create Eve, he removed from Adam, it says, a rib. But if you look in Jewish Bibles, the rib means the helix curve. The helix curves. I'm sorry, I'll get it right. And what is the helix curve in Jewish language? It's the DNA. Now, God created Adam with his DNA from him in his image. And then he created Eve from Adam's DNA. We are all created with the DNA of God. And what makes him a deity over us? His DNA. And what is it that these people are after? Our DNA. I knew that when they were doing the testing for the COVID, and they were shoving that thing way back up in your nose. Well, there's no way that you have to do that. If you're checking for DNA, you just swab the inside of a cheek.
Yeah, right.
So they would have only had to swab the inside of the nose a little bit. They didn't have to go all the way back. But why did they go all the way back? Because they had a hydrogel on the end of that little stick that they're sticking in there. And that hydrogel had nanobots on it that went right to your brain. That's why I refuse to have the test done. I won't do it.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, and they caused a lot of problems with that test because they people that were not trained to do it right did it wrong, and they shoved it too far back, and they caused people brain injury.
I recall that. So, okay, so what goes into your body? Something that tracks you? Is that what is happening with this testing mechanism?
A nanobot that with this vaccine, the nanobots take over and they track everything about you. There is nothing that these people are not going to know about you. And not only that, once you have enough of those little nanobots in there and you get them by the air you breathe, too, they'll just hook you right up to the AI system and you won't have your own brain anymore. You won't be doing your own thinking. You won't know that it is not you doing your own thinking. You're going to think it is, but it isn't.
Celeste is basically in agreement with you. She goes on to say there is manipulation of the brain from this. We talked about this on our TV show at the CommonSenseShow.tv last week, and she went on to say that this will destroy the God part of the brain and keep people from seeing Jesus, and instead you'll see the image of Lucifer.
That's right. She's 100% right. And what is the ultimate goal of Lucifer? Hasn't it always been to sit in the throne of God? Didn't he want to be God? Has he changed? No.
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's all coming together from different sources in different ways. You know, let me ask you this question about the NHS out of Britain, the UK. They don't care about their people. They care about their people less than we do with our government. Why would they pause the testing because of an injection allergenic reactions? I don't buy that they quit because of seven
instances. Because it was military.
Because of what?
They need their military.
Uh-huh.
It was military.
Why do you suppose that UK feels they need their military? What's coming against them, do you know?
I think we're going to. You know, the ultimate goal of Satan is to control the whole world. He doesn't have enough control now. God gave him control of everything. But he wants more. He wants your soul. That's what he's after. That's why they tried this soul scalping for a while, and that didn't work. Now they got a bunch of horrible-looking things running around Area 51 at Plum Island, where they were working on animals. Just horrible-looking things that they created.
Very, very interesting.
They couldn't do the soul. All souls belong to God, the Bible says.
But as I just said, if you can't crack the key to the soul, then you go after the human body itself, and that's what transhumanism is.
That's right.
And so we're now officially in the transhumanism mode, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
My goodness gracious. This, there's other, Ted Brewer said something similar to what you're saying here. Not quite to the level, but he got into the aborted feces and so forth. And a lot of people I know and trust are really seeing this for what it is. By the way, I just saw a poll, and this gives me a little hope. Women are much more opposed to taking the vaccine than men are. And this is highly significant. And no one pointed this out in the poll. But I'm just saying, to me, it's obvious. If you had women more doubtful of the vaccine, you're going to have fewer kids taking the vaccine.
That's right.
And that is huge.
Those women will die first.
Interesting. How are they going to enforce compliance? How do you see this going?
Well, I think that we're going to have a coup in the United States. I think that it will be a military coup done by the deep state side of the military. And when they, what they're going to do is try to control Trump, because he got out of control. He no longer was in control. And I believe, I really believe what happened to Trump is God happened to Trump. And he's been spending a lot more time with God. Matter of fact, he's been visiting churches. He's been spending time by himself with God. And I think God has been working on that man. Now, certainly the deep state couldn't have that.
No.
They don't want any Christianity. None whatsoever. So, I think he threw them all for a loop, and he didn't. He got out of their control. That's what I think happened. Which tells me that God is on his way. God has got a big plan here. And I want to be in the front row seat when it happens.
Yeah, but I think you're going to have to wait 7 years, because we've got to go through some events first.
Yeah, well, I'll wait as long as it takes, as long as I'm in the front row.
No, I hope you're right.
Meanwhile,
we're going to have to wait 7 years.
I mean,
here's the problem we have, and I pointed this out in other broadcasts. We've got a situation, Kathy, where we know what's wrong, we know who's coming against us, we know a lot about what they're going to do, but God has lifted his blessing off of our nation, so what's an average person to do?
Well, God has lifted his blessing off the nation, not off of his people. No. Never off of his people.
Good answer. Very good answer. Better than a good answer. I think you're absolutely
Gives
right.
Gives you some hope.
No, I think you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really, yeah, I think you're right. I think individual salvation is possible. Steve Quayle said this before on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Steve said the nation may fall, but individual salvation is still possible.
That's right.
And the Lord does say, I shall never desert you. So that means the Holy Spirit would be with you.
And God's will is that none should perish. So this is a time for God's people to get out there with your big mouths and let everybody know who God is and all about his love. Because this is what Satan has been trying to kill off.
Mm-hmm.
The love of Christ.
Well, I think we've really reached a nexus here. Now, going back to a question I asked you, but we got distracted. How do you think they're going to try to make us take the vaccine, and how successful do you think they're going to be?
I think that for people like me who truthfully, I don't have any money, and so I'm living Social Security, Social Security check, which I think they're going to pull our Social Security. And I think they're going to do it through the banks, because the banks, as of December 1, were allowed to freeze our accounts for any reason they choose. And when they freeze our accounts, that money all goes back to the state.
I'm not familiar with that. Tell me about, I know they can freeze your accounts for suspected criminal activity. But
yep.
This sounds like it's more ominous. What does that look like?
That was an executive order by Donald Trump. I don't know the name of it, the number of it right offhand, but that was an executive order as of December 1. All banks are allowed to freeze your accounts. Best to get your money out of the bank.
Yeah,
find another way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to check into my bank, for example. I was with my bank over 25 years. They covered me when I was in Nicaragua and all those years down there. They covered me. But I got a letter from them last month, I would say it was the beginning of November, telling me that they no longer were FDIC covered. So if something happened, I couldn't depend on the FDIC any longer. Might be something that y'all want to check with your banks on. I called them up and I said, what do you mean I'm not covered by FDIC? When I go into your bank, that's the first words I see. FDIC. No, she said, no longer.
I'm going to check into this.
I believe that has to do with, yeah, I believe it has to do with the money getting reset. And that, by the way, is taking place now, that reset. The reset will actually go along for a period of time. You won't even notice the difference, other than you're going to notice the difference in product prices and that way, but you won't notice the difference in other ways. For example, I got a letter yesterday telling me that on January 1, my Social Security would go up. Only $2, but, you know, that puts my rent up.
No, you're right. Man, this is, the more we talk about this, I'm going to look into this FDIC. I've written myself a note here. I'm going to be making some calls after our interview
absolutely.
Here because I was
everybody
not aware of this.
Everybody should look into that.
Well, the FDIC is basically worthless anyway because they only have 1.2% of the cash on hand they need to cover all the deposits. And you and I are judged to be at the bottom of the pecking order because the credit swap derivatives people were first. So we'd never see anything in a bank run anyway. But the fact that they're saying your money's not even insured means they're going to collapse that bank or they're going to do something arbitrary with it, which is, well, okay, you had $100,000 in the bank or $10,000 in the bank. It's now worth 10% of what you had.
And
that's what they're going to do.
Do you remember, go back to, what's the name of that country over by Greece?
Yeah. And I can't think of the name. I know. Cyprus.
What happened to those people when the banks went down was that they could only draw so much a week out of their account, and it wasn't never enough to pay their bills.
Exactly.
Or eat.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You don't want to be caught in that position. Get your money out of the bank.
No, you don't. Well, things are going to be interesting this week,
put it
I think.
In gold, silver, put it in anything tangible.
Yeah, you're talking about the nation of Cyprus. And they gave them, I forget
Cyprus.
What, 30% of, I don't remember the exact amount, but it was a ridiculously low amount of the money they had in there they could now access. You're exactly right.
Right.
Well, Kathy, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for coming on. This has been very, very provocative. And all the pro-Trump supporters, they're going to want to hang you out to dry. But I think you've made a good case. I think it's
All
something
right.
we need to look at the president's actions and then hold his feet to the fire. I mean, where is he coming from? I think you've raised some good questions. I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll have you back on again.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
We'll look forward to it.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.